Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are live in Los Angeles. It is the early line right here on Sports Grid. Ooh. That's Donnie Wrightside.
Say it.
I'm Kevin Walsh.
Uh-huh.
I did the appropriate intro for you. We're ready to go. It's Super Bowl 56 week. We are so excited to be here. It's Wednesday. It's early. It's early, but we're feeling good, Donnie.
Yeah, no delays. No delays here that I'm looking at. So we're ready to get off and get it started. I also wanted to do this like live from the Super Bowl. Like, does this work in the morning? Can you do it?
We're moving quick. The hands are moving. I'll tell you this right now, though, Donnie. Right? There's a lot of headlines to get to. We'll hit the Super Bowl in just 1 second. But here's the real question, Donnie, right?
Yeah.
Since we're in L.A., right?
Yes.
At what time is it too early to slander? Because here's the thing.
Never.
Because I got to tell you something. Now, you might have missed this, but again, right up your alley, and I know you're sending people after me here.
Yeah.
Fasano hits an A-plus update, right?
Yes.
So he goes, so last night the Milwaukee Bucks handle the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Now, that's an important part of the update.
Yeah.
Donnie, he gestures to me in the middle of the update.
That's good.
He points at me.
Without any cameras.
Points at me.
Without any cameras.
Just to let me know that that's right.
Yeah.
The Lakers were absolutely throttled by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep, and just to let people know as well, like, I like preparation before shows. Like, you know, I like rundown setups.
That's
so when
right.
I get up early, just to let people know what we do before the show, I get up at midnight here. So we go on at 4 a.m. I'm prepared. This guy's prepared. Sometimes he's not. So I have to sort of carry the show here. But also at the same time, there was no rundown this morning. Why?
Really?
Why was there no rundown?
But you just said you love rundowns. Did you not do
but
one?
See, here's what I'm talking about. Like, I actually don't need a rundown. Like,
right.
I can sit here and be like, I got this.
So then what's the issue? I'm not.
Because,
so you love rundowns. You didn't do the rundown, but you don't need a rundown.
But
so what's the deal?
I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about, like, you coming here. Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm like, look, I'm always a team player.
Right,
That's the way it is.
I got you. No, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yep.
Now, there's some big headlines that we do want to hit within the NBA.
Yep.
But quickly. The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Each and every morning, I'm waiting to come on here with a big it's happened sign, right? Yeah. Hey, it's 4.5.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think the juice is moving on this flat 4. The 48.5, it's going nowhere.
Yeah.
We did it, though. We got something to move. Finally, yesterday, this match bet, Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp rushing prop. It was -145 with Jamar Chase as the favorite. You wake up this morning. -230 DRS.
On the move. Now, do we see it high? Is it going higher? Now, if we ask you today on a Wednesday, since the movement is there, is it coming lower or is it just going to keep going higher?
Yeah, I think it keeps going higher.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets any lower than that.
I got a question for you because we always talk about Super Bowls and how they lead up to it. Is there any eyes on like a little reverse or maybe something in practice that says, hey, it's in the game plan, so I'll practice this before they left?
Like,
anything?
Yeah, like someone's – I think what really happened
taping
is a lot
practices
of people
in the Super Bowl?
Were loving the early line.
Oh.
They heard the breakdown, and they were just rocking
True.
On up to the window, as
yeah.
they should be.
True.
Listen, and that's the one thing that we have said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will the four move? Not sure.
Yeah.
Will the 48.5 move?
Yep.
Not sure. Probably.
Correct.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Props are going to move, and not – And today we're going to do a lot of receiver props today, right, DRS?
Yeah.
It's not just your typical over-under yardage
yes.
props, your over-under reception
yep.
props. It's these big tab markets, you know, that are 15, 20 deep that maybe haven't been tapped into as much
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, and the good part is like we're at Wednesday now. I've located two – like I should say I have two bets that I really like in the prop market, but
okay.
they're through one guy. And I'm not going to tip the bag
Ooh.
Here because, you know, we're good at teasers for later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I'm going on this one. So I have a way to figure it out. But the good thing that we talk about here is, you know, if we're getting into, let's just say, wide receiver prop market where it makes sense,
mm-hmm.
the good part is there's so many props. We could spend 3 hours today.
Yes.
Going over all the wide receiver props. That's how exciting it is.
Yeah, we yeah. absolutely could. Our radio audience, though, is in full effect. We
How'd
appreciate
you know?
All those tuned in. Trust me, I always know, except for one time yesterday. But that radio audience is in
yeah.
full effect. We appreciate
yeah.
all those tuned in to Sports Grid Radio, listening to the early line. It's Kevin Walsh. It's Don Wrightside. Now, I would never, by the way, I would never steer the radio audience away,
no.
though, DRS.
No.
But you should be tuning in on the television feed here. The beautiful FanDuel
yeah.
Sportsbook set
it's
here.
Great.
Packed radio row. This is where you want to
yeah.
be, man. It's just, it's Wednesday. It's
yeah.
still so exciting to just be in the mix like
no,
this.
No, it is. And also, like maybe I say later in the week as we get there. Like it seems like we've been here for a long time. It's Wednesday, only you know Thursday and Friday to go.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like you start the show in the desk and they like round it up, like the applause gets going, and I just come like out like starting
I
lineup.
I like that idea.
Do people like that out
that
there?
Idea. I think that
I mean,
would. Here's the thing: we need to shoot pyro off on
yes.
Friday though.
Yes.
That's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the logistics, but we got an A-plus team behind us. I'm sure someone back there
yeah.
can, you know, a flamethrower. I feel like that's safe, right?
Like one on each side here, a pyro, and just come through the middle and like maybe can flex like in front of the camera or something like that.
Ooh,
yeah.
We could hit the rockers, you know, that Young Bucks
exactly.
pose there. We can do a
yeah.
lot of good stuff
sure.
out there, no doubt about it. Now, we're going to hit a lot of the NFL wide receiver props within this mm-hmm. Super Bowl 56. But in terms of the NBA, now, usually,
yeah,
because we have the early line, the second early line that we're doing. We hit a lot of the big NBA trade
mm-hmm.
news, but for those that did miss any of this yesterday, big trades. CJ McCollum on the move to New Orleans, Josh Hart, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and some picks on their way back to Portland. What does that mean for Damian Lillard, right? And then also, DRS, we see the Pacers and the Kings make a big-time surprise move there where Domantas Sabonis
yep.
goes to Sacramento, Tyrese Halliburton back to Indiana.
I don't know. I'm wondering because usually when the big trades go down, somebody improves, somebody tanks at
yeah.
that time. But I don't know who's tanking or who's not. Or is this a precursor to a wild Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Everyone is in, including all of you watching and listening to the early line. It's live. It's Los Angeles. We're right back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is the early line. Oh, boy. It's Kevin Walsh. It's Donnie Wrightside. Now, Don, do you want to
yeah.
talk props or do you want to talk about you having no idea what's going on?
No. See, here's where we open up. Now, it's
yeah.
Kevin is frazzled during breaks. I'm like, calm down. Like, that's
oh,
where I'm
man.
The older sage on the stage.
Right.
I said, look, we're going to be okay here. We're going to be okay.
Here's the thing, right? Let me help my buddy out here. If at any point, Donnie, it appears like he's just looking off into the clouds. He's just trying to find a return monitor, man. Oh, my goodness. They're over here talking to him like he's 7 years
yeah.
old.
Hey.
He has no idea where he's going. And you wonder why he's in the couch.
Yeah.
You wonder why that
yep.
man's on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do in the big seat?
I don't know. Like, I'm sort of like, am I up here? Am I there? Am I down? We'll get it together, though. But this is why we are
oh,
the early line
man.
To get it going, and we're getting it going.
We certainly are. Speaking of getting it going, let's get it going here with some wide receiver props
right.
for Super Bowl 56.
Yeah.
We're talking Rams. We're talking the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is a spot where there are so many good options.
Yeah.
Cup's the star. We know that. But Odell Beckham Jr. is also, like, in terms of, like, name value, right? We're still talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
here, right?
Yes.
And then on the Cincinnati side, probably the offensive rookie of the year, Jamar Chase. T. Higgins in year two has been a sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Boyd,
mm-hmm.
no slouch. Van Jefferson back on the Rams side. Big playability. One of the big things, and we'll be able to really talk about this now, is the tight end rooms changing with those conference
yeah.
championship game
yep.
injuries. Let's, though, start with the, what do you want to start, touchdown markets here for all of these guys? Does that make
yes.
most sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Now, when you look at the touchdown market overall, now, there is, we talk about lines that have been moving.
Yes.
Look at the one line that you figure everybody wants to get down on. And who is that? It's Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
If, correct me if I'm wrong, FanDuel Sportsbook, we had this up at what? A 190 price earlier in the week, I think?
I saw as high as minus yeah. 210.
Wow,
but,
really? Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's right. Gotcha.
But, Donnie,
yeah.
we have talked about this so many times,
yeah.
especially, though, really during the playoff lead-up
yep.
there. The, for whatever reason, and I don't know why,
mm-hmm.
but touchdown scorer markets
yeah.
as opposed to everything you
yeah.
learn in betting, get in first, be
yes.
first to the window.
Yes.
They always come back.
Yes.
I don't know why. The early bettor is never rewarded in the anytime touchdown market.
Because you would figure if Cooper Kupp has said it, I don't know, let's go with the 190 price again.
Sure.
Like, I better get it now because it's going to go over $2. There's no way I see it at plus 135.
Yeah.
And then you bet it, and then you watch the next day. I'm like, now hold on here.
Yeah.
So you would figure, like, you're right. The marquee players, I better get in early because everybody
mm-hmm.
wants to bet them. And
it's
there
very
they go.
It's as if, you know, they hang the really big
yeah.
numbers early, maybe to see, okay, what are people willing to do?
Yes.
But then also, it's probably one of those spots, Donnie, right? Like sometimes we've joked about
yeah.
where you'll bet a match special.
Yes.
And then they boost it. And you
yes.
go, well, I guess I got to go twice, right?
Did you ever get one on a lower, they take a boost that was actually
yes,
odds were better than the boost?
Terrence Mann, right? That's my one of my all-time favorites, man.
Pretty good.
Donnie has Terrence Mann to make, I think, three.
It was 1.5,
yes.
and he made one.
Yeah, but they then boost. Donnie bet Terrence Mann on a boost to make 2 threes, right? At, like, I don't know, probably like plus 130.
Let's say, yeah.
And then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden they yank him from the starting lineup. And now all of a sudden him over 1.5 threes just went to, like, naturally, like, plus 150. Donnie lost value on a boost, which was tremendous.
Yeah.
But I wonder, Donnie, if in a way they go, all right, so you guys bet Kupp at minus 190.
Yeah.
You're going to love him at minus 165 here. Really, the only player that seems to actually be going the other direction,
yeah.
I know we're talking wide receivers, is Joe Mixon from that plus 110 to even money. That does make some sense there because they've been hanging plus money, and Joe Mixon makes so much sense as the guy to bet from those Cincinnati touchdowns.
He does. And also, you're trying to keep it simple for yourself. Like, let's get back to Cooper Kupp, minus 165 today.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, they're really going to double him. It's really going to be an issue from the score. He's got 4 playoff touchdowns.
Yeah.
Seemingly he scored every single week in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're saying, okay, well, they're going to shadow him. Now the price comes down lower.
Yeah.
Do we not think he's going to get 3, 4, 5 red zone targets if they're down there again? Is this a price that, what I'm saying is, even though we like to look, say, hey, let me, because I have some plus money numbers that I like,
okay.
but I sort of said to myself, Cooper Kupp coming into the week, I'm not betting him on an anytime touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not laying minus $2 for that. But you're right. Now you see the minus 165. Do you have to bet this?
It gets very enticing. Here's the one other thing that you can do with that,
yeah.
though. You can use it as a parlay piece if you're someone who likes
yeah.
to mess around with those same game
yeah.
parlays. And here's just a very, very simple one,
mm-hmm.
right? Cooper Kupp's anytime touchdown and the Rams' money line is plus 117.
Yeah.
Now, the correlation is unbelievable there.
It is. But if I would tell you, because the touchdown market, you can overcomplicate many things here. Well, I want this guy, this guy's going to step
mm-hmm.
up. But if we're capping the Super Bowl just by itself,
mm-hmm.
and I ask you one question, who's going to score in this game? What's the answer?
Cooper Kupp.
Exactly.
Always Cooper
yes.
Kupp. Yes.
Yes. Like, are we making like a difference where you're trying to outsmart yourself here? Because I think the Rams will win. And if the Rams win, they're probably going to score 20-plus points. Well, let's just say minimum of 3 touchdowns. Would you be shocked if Cooper Kupp didn't score one of those 3 touchdowns?
Oh,
me, I would be.
Oh, floored.
Absolutely.
Don, we've gone over, I think only once this season
yeah.
has Matthew Stafford had a multi-touchdown game and
yeah.
Cooper Kupp came away
That's
with at least 1 touchdown in every single game except for, I think, 1 time here.
Yes.
And I think it was like the game against Green Bay,
yeah.
interestingly enough, there when they were at Lambeau.
Yep.
So maybe, Donnie, we're talking about the wrong Cooper Kupp touchdown price.
Mm.
Plus 290 to score 2?
Mm.
Is that enough, though? For some reason, that doesn't feel like enough for two touchdowns. That, like, he's only done that once during this postseason run, right? He's scored down five consecutive games here. But again, only that last game against the Niners did he have two touchdowns. That's a lot. And at plus 290, are you getting enough value there?
I'm not getting that, because if I'm taking a look at, like, you look at that and say, well, one touchdown, let's just say if it was minus 220.
Yeah.
You say, I'm not taking that. I'd rather take the two at plus money and see where he ends up. But now that we're sitting there basically at a number that says, just get me one at a decent price, because keep it simple again. Do you think Cooper Kupp's going to score a touchdown? Yes. Why overcomplicate it and say, I think he's going to get two? Scores one, keep it in there, and maybe a parlay piece. You're right.
Now, with that being said, if we're just, you know, talking anytime touchdown scores, not only from wide receivers, but Rams wide receivers.
Yes.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Since he's pretty much shown up in Los Angeles, like, I've always been very complimentary of Odell Beckham Jr., and I think he clearly won whatever battle existed between him and Cleveland and him and Baker Mayfield. It's been Donnie seemingly each and every week slapping Odell Beckham Jr. as an anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
It's plus 140. Odell in the Super Bowl just feels like it's going to happen.
And early.
Oh, he's a big-time player, Donnie. First touchdown score?
First touchdown score. Like, where are you going in the red zone? And also, what was the big difference with getting Odell Beckham going? Cleveland Browns. Oh, look, he's whining. Why? Because Baker Mayfield got him one target for 3 yards in an entire half, and Jarvis Landry has six catches for like 80 yards and a touchdown. Yeah. You're telling me right now, in that first quarter, if you target him three times and he comes away with two catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown, he might end up the MVP.
So if it, and I'm so glad that you said that there. Odell Beckham Jr. is 27-1 to win Super Bowl MVP. Now, I know Kupp's the star. We know Kupp can have a big game. But last game, Don, remember we were talking about that leading wide receiver in the game between the Rams and the Niners.
Yes.
Kupp finishes with 142.
Yes.
But it wasn't until his last catch where it was Odell leading the way.
Correct. You're right
about that. With 9 for 113 in that game. If Odell Beckham Jr. not only can get out there and give you 100 receiving and catch one, he throws a touchdown. If he throws a touchdown in this game, all
it's come to our attention that you may not be listening enough.
Yeah, we were shocked too.
Just 16 hours a day.
That's all we ask.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
A willingness to continue to let it fire because their ground game has not been as efficient as you would typically want. Again, Cam Akers has yet to average better than four yards or better on a per carry rate during this entire postseason run here. So those are the kind of things that you want to follow there, where Odell Beckham Jr. can start to make a lot of sense here. The beautiful thing, and this is why we're really excited to set up the wide receiver props, is there's so many guys, right?
Yes.
We didn't even get to the Cincy side
of
it. That's coming up. Everything coming up right here on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid, Super Bowl 56 week at Radio Row at the L.A. Convention Center. Just looking around, the scene still beautiful, even if it not packed early. That's all right, though. Not packed early. Then, but we always tell you, there's a huge right side fan base there off to the side, which, you know, keeps the energy rolling for us.
Look, when we go to commercial break, I step off the stage here and I walk into the next convention center. It sounds like an absolute rock concert the minute I walk in there. K-Dub comes in, silence.
Oh, man. Now, yesterday. How about yesterday, right?
Okay.
Walking, you know, towards the table, right? It's myself, it's BSS, and it's Donnie.
Yeah.
Right? So we're walking. This is a shoot, by the way. We're walking, and we hear, hey, Donnie Rideside?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? Also heartbreaking. This guy notices Donnie with the mask on.
Yes.
Bad look for me. Although if he had the hat, he wouldn't have recognized you. He goes, man, Donnie, you're the best. I love watching you. Mm-hmm. You made me so much money, those team totals.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, yeah, with the football. And then you knew it was really good. And baseball, too.
Yeah.
A huge right side fan base out here in L.A.
Now, here's the best part about it, though. Like, you know, people work in here. Sometimes I get recognized. It's nice to be recognized. But even with a person that you work with who doesn't recognize you up first with a mask on, boy, that's just...
I'm telling you,
disrespect
right now,
is always around here.
If you pop that hot on, that guy would have missed his opportunity to meet Donnie Wrightside, which would have been heartbreaking for him. You know what I mean?
Might have thought I was walking with like bodyguards like next to me and stuff like that. You know, just trying to move around the facility.
Oh, that's a tough look for me, man.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really just Donnie's security. At least I'm big enough to in my stature. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I will say this, Donnie. Again, when I initially saw Donnie on a camera, I'm like, well, that guy is 6'5", right? Then he's like, I'm not 6'5". So then I'm like, oh, he's going to come off like 5'4". Donnie's a tall enough guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What he's explaining to the people out here is, like, when you don't see me in person, I'm larger than life. Like, you just thought I was 6'5" because of the energy that I bring.
It's true.
Like, he brings no energy. Ooh. Probably he's no...
You know, sharp at 4:30 in the morning, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, oh, man. That's good stuff right there.
That's a good one.
Let's keep rocking with these anytime touchdown markets here. We've talked Cup. We've talked Odell. And I'll say this, and then you can take it to whoever you want. But everyone makes sense if we get a high-scoring game here, right?
Yes.
The total's 48.5.
Yes.
If it goes slightly over, 27-24, right? We're right in the mix there because both teams then are going to have three touchdowns, and there's going to be a lot of people to cash in these markets. Who else do you want to hit in the anytime touchdown market?
Now, if we say this, because let's polish off like the Rams side of things. So if we take a look, we've had Odell Beckham Jr. plus 140, obviously Cooper Kupp at minus 165. There are still other options because I always like these secondary markets, which I think there's a lot of value.
Yeah.
However, you're looking at two guys that are really top of the food chain guys. We just talked about Odell Beckham Jr. You got to get him going. He needs a lot of targets. Cooper Kupp, if Cooper Kupp has less than 13 targets, shocking in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10 catches at that point. So then you take a look at Van Jefferson, plus 300. Say, okay, that third wide receiver, maybe they leave him alone. Hasn't scored yet in the playoffs, though. Not one of those guys you're looking towards in the red zone. And then my favorite is like Ben Skoranek, who we call Ben so-and-so at this point. He's like, who's that guy out there? Ah, so-and-so dropped that pass. He's 6-1. But, I mean, okay, if you want to have some fun and put some bets down on those, but if we're looking just from a Rams perspective, it's two guys I want to get in the market with. I don't want to have anything to do with Van Jefferson or Ben Skoranek, but when you're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals like we're going to do in just a few moments here, there's three guys that you really should be maybe taking a look at.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think when you line up the shares of the touchdown so far in the postseason, really, the only other guy is Kendall Blanton. Right? Like, because the tight ends are even we're saying wide receivers.
Yeah, but we're going to get into a pretty good market with those.
They are all encapsulating there. But Blanton has a touchdown, right? And Higbee's been in that area.
Yes.
Red zone, it's a lot about who Matthew Stafford trusts. Mm-hmm. And that's going to matter for Joe Burrow. Well, who does Joe Burrow trust? Jamar Chase. We saw that. In Kansas City, they're putting seven guys on him. He goes, I don't care. I'm throwing you a jump ball. And Jamar Chase is like, I'm going to come down with that.
Yes.
It was his first touchdown of the postseason, though, for Jamar Chase, plus 110 to do it in the Super Bowl. Now, no one's going to care about this, but I wanted to bring this up, Donnie. These two guys did play in a championship game once together.
Okay.
Now, it's college. I got you. But I just wanted to bring it up. Yeah. That game against Clemson.
Yeah.
9 catches. 221 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. College football versus Clemson. I get all that.
Yeah.
My point is, Donnie, on the biggest stage, in what world is Joe Burrow not looking towards Jamar Chase?
I know, and it's right. Now, here's where I'm going to put this. Like, Jamar Chase is an elite athlete, can beat anybody deep. He's had some absolutely monster games, which we're going to go over receiving yards in just a little bit. But if I'm looking now and throughout the week, what are we hearing from Jalen Ramsey's camp? The Rams. Mm. What's he saying? I absolutely want to shadow Jamar Chase in this game.
Good.
Which, hey, you saw Mike Evans say, shadow me all you want. I'm going to beat you deep for a touchdown and a long one, which I was pretty shocked at. But to me, for my money, Jalen Ramsey is the best cornerback overall in football. So when I hear that, when he goes, this is the biggest stage. I want the biggest weapon they got. And you leave me on an island, which could be boom or bust. But that has me saying, okay, if that secondary can be beaten, Jalen Ramsey is the best cornerback in football. That's not the best secondary in football. That's not like, hey, we got two Pro Bowlers back there at safety and a slot corner. That's amazing.
Eric Weddle.
So, exactly. So if we're saying to ourselves, Jalen Ramsey is the guy I want to avoid, and Jalen Ramsey is telling you that I want Jamar Chase, flips me over T. Higgins. Take a look at that plus 175 number. Sure. Now, granted, hey, Donnie, T. Higgins hasn't scored a playoff touchdown. I understand that. Looking at usage rates, big weapon, maybe a red zone target. Because if you tell me before the game, forget about even a red zone target, what do they want T. Higgins to do here? Get one-on-one coverage at the five-yard line. I'll throw you a jump ball and go get it. If you can promise me just one of those, and without any other plays happening, I like that bet at plus 175. If I'm going to avoid the best cornerback in football against a average secondary, that's where I'm going with that one.
The incredible thing has been the receiving touchdowns from the Cincy side during the postseason run. The first game against Vegas, you got Uzama and Boyd. Bauer doesn't throw a touchdown in that game against Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then you had P. Ryan and Chase. So and no one's had that big, it's all me kind of game there. But T. Higgins, similarly to Jamar Chase, how I felt going into the game against Kansas City, feels like a guy who would be due, right? And at plus 175, it's going to make sense. I have to just quickly add, though, on top of the whole thing, Donnie, if Ramsey is going to shadow Chase, two things. I love Jamar's over. And you have to get a piece of Jalen Ramsey to get a pick, though. Because it's not a shot at either guy. Jalen Ramsey's going to get his.
Yeah.
And Burrow's going to force the football to Chase. So Jalen Ramsey, who had a dropped interception last week, is going and is a ball hawk, can very well get one. But similarly, Jamar Chase is not going to lose every single one-on-one rep for an entire football game. Ramsey will get got, Donnie. He's going to get got.
Everybody does. Yes. Everybody does in football. And you're not talking about a weapon that's like, hey, we can really just take him out of the game. He's going to get his targets. Joe Burrow is going to throw the ball up. If it's one-on-one coverage and it's a deep route, he's still going to throw that football.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. So there's a lot of – and the boom or bust is what you're talking about because we haven't moved over to the receptions market. This is the touchdown market. All it takes is one double move on a 32-yard touchdown where he doesn't have to catch another ball the rest of the game, and he's in the end zone.
Absolutely. Let's move towards those receiving markets, right? Your straight bets, your yardage, your receptions there. Or do you have one more you
want
to get
to? Because this is the reason we talked about it, because you had two wide receivers that I want for the Rams. It would be Cooper Kupp and obviously Odell Beckham Jr. Mm-hmm. But now if we're taking a look here at that secondary market, it's not that good for the Rams. So if we're looking at a secondary market here for the Bengals, it's Tyler Boyd. You know, one of the better slot receivers in football. And if we're talking about Jalen Ramsey's occupied on one side, and on the other side, T. Higgins is going to have, let's just say, shadow coverage. Tyler Boyd certainly should be able to make some things happen. And also, if you're talking about your starting tight end maybe getting some packages in the game, if he even plays, it's not a bad market. Let's also remember this. Like, I like T. Higgins plus the 175 to score a touchdown. Hasn't scored in the playoffs. Tyler Boyd does have one touch in the playoffs, but take a look at this. Now, you know, week 18, the Cincinnati Bengals had everything wrapped up. He didn't play. How about touchdowns in week 15, 16, 17, and the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah.
So even though he's been a little bit lower in his usage rate in the playoffs overall, that's still a guy that's used to finding the end zone.
Let me then, I might as well bring it up. CJ Uzama.
Yeah.
Plus 430. I've seen you do this before. Take a value on a guy with it earlier in the week. Now, that's a little different, right? We talk about, oh, touchdown numbers come back. Not on an injured guy who people think won't play in the football game here. If he's inactive, you get your money back.
Correct.
If he is active
and
hardly plays, you're beat.
No.
Is plus 430 enough?
But here's the thing, though, because you're trying to say, what are his packages going to be? This isn't third and one at the 50 where I need you to be a blocker. This isn't second and 10 on our own 20.
Yeah.
This is, you're a big guy. You're going to get red zone packages. I need you for 10 plays, and we're going to have specific play packages for when we're passing and you're a primary option, you're going to be in the football game. So many people will look outside the box and say, I don't want anything. And you're right. You might be right on it. But if you're telling me that whole coaches speak, would you'll see Zach Taylor come out and say, hey, look at this. You have a package. I'm going to give you 10 plays. But his 10 plays aren't going to be decoys.
Right.
He's not going to be decoys.
Yeah, and that's why plus 430 makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And in some ways then, right, like the Blanton's 260 and Higbee's 260.
Yeah.
I'm not betting Higbee at all. I'm not betting Higbee at all because even if he's just slightly effective, Kupp and Odell make way more sense. Blanton is tough for me because he can get in. But if Higbee's out, I think his 260 goes shorter. But it really shouldn't be because, again, as we've talked about, Kupp and Odell are just so much the guys for this team. It's hard for me to justify. There's still a lot we want to get to with these wide receivers, and we're going to get to it all. Today's wide receiver slash tight end day here, a.k.a. Donnie Day. Donnie, what would be your anytime touchdown number going into a Super Bowl.
Wouldn't be even be on the board. Be locked. FanDuel Sportsbook would have a lock on it.
The same way, like, when it's like Joel Embiid to score like 10-plus points. Like,
you
can't even hang it. Doesn't make any sense.
That's what it would be.
No, it's Why'd you even ask? I set you up there. Set you up for a layup. All right, we're back right here scoring touchdowns. Let's talk to y'all.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm in LA. It is the early line. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. That's right?
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know what I mean?
That's
I
gotta, it goes.
Yeah. I think on the second show it's Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. On this one,
by the way, anybody see the new update there from SportsGrid TV on Twitter?
Oh, you banging that field goal?
Look, field goals, throws. Now I do think there's maybe a touchdown reception coming. I don't know if that's going to come this week or is it too much energy to put out on Twitter while we're here? Do we have to save some?
It's such a good grab. It's such a good grab.
Yeah.
It really is. It made me as a quarterback look good.
It did.
That I was like, I know where to put it to get it to my guy
Now, if I was going through the combine now, there was no such thing as catch radius in the 90s, trust me. But now there's catch radius. I mean, that would have been a plus.
It's a 100.
Right there. Yeah.
I will say, you got the good part of that football. It felt like you knew what you were doing when you were kicking it. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah. Like, I was actually a backup punter, but never a field goal kicker. Now, here's the issue. Let me say, how close are you? Hey, look. I'm 44 years old. Mm-hmm. We go 5 more yards back. Can I make it? Yes. But maybe I'm hobbling onto this set in the morning. Like, hey, Kev, I need a morning off at this point. So I got to limit the damage that I do to my body at this point.
Here was the good part of it, though, is Donnie even was giving me, pointers on how to hold the football.
Yeah.
He really knew what he was doing there. Now, you talk about punting, though. I go, hey, Donnie, you ever punt before? As he's answering, I absolutely boomed
one. Did, too. Yeah.
And I've never done that before. It felt pretty good. It felt pretty natural. So we got the special teams covered here on the early line.
That's true. Maybe a special teams prop bet, I guess, towards the end of the week. We're going to get in every single mark. That's the best part about it. Like, we're Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And as I said, starting the show, we could actually go the entire show just talking about wide. Now, see, when I say wide receiver props, like, it gets me right here. Like,
yeah.
I want to do one of these. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I do. Like, when I see a wide receiver score a touchdown, like, I felt that, man. I felt that.
Like, you walk the street. Yeah. You see someone wearing, like, your favorite team, same cap, right?
Yeah,
and you give them a little, hey,
correct.
Birds, right?
Correct.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Any wide receiver who walks past Donnie and vice versa, it's always that two taps and a double deuce.
I got a good story for yesterday, too. Like, Justin Jefferson's walking by, and I got one of these from him. Because I'm an older guy, but you just know it's a kinship between wide receivers.
I missed that. That's it. That did happen. Interesting.
Exactly. Always off in the spaces.
I missed that one there. Yeah. Donnie, the other day, too, we're in the middle of a segment. He's just talking to Barry Sanders
exactly.
off on the side.
Yeah.
Man. Good old Barry.
Yeah. Have my
Barry
agent
legend.
Call you. And he's like, okay, got it. We got this.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see what characters are out here today,
when
this starts to fill up.
Because
they say Wednesday, the rubber meets the road out here at the convention.
So what's that say for us then? Hold on now. Why are you taking shots at us right now?
No. Well, we're the biggest stars, right? So we had to be here Monday. Otherwise, what was the point?
We open every day. It's like the ribbon cutting. Like, if you guys don't see it before this, there's a ribbon out front. Me and K-Dub cut it. And then, you know, the people run in. Like, you ever see, like, a Black Friday, like, sale at a store? That is what it takes. When Donnie and Kevin go live, right now in the background, that's happening right now.
Oh, well, let's be, like, they go, we can't open it that early. Wait, hold on. Who's coming? Oh, Donnie?
Yes.
Donnie and Kevin?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we'll open it up.
Yeah.
No
escorts.
Escorts
all the way through. Canines.
I get carried in on a chair, actually. I don't even walk out of the van.
Yeah, yeah.
I get Vinny carries me on his back, giving me a piggyback ride right to the chair.
Solo.
Man, let's talk some yardage props, though, shall we?
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase.
Yes.
Who makes sense here from these teams? I'll go open-ended, right? Because all these guys can jump out in their own way.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at this, whose number catches your eye first?
And I'm going to stick with the same thing. It's T. Higgins when I had him as a touchdown prop there at the plus 175. Got it. So if I think he's going to get a touchdown prop and I think he's going to get his fair share of targets, I'm going back to the well here. Got T. Higgins yesterday over 68.5 yards. I believe the FanDuel Sportsbook today has this listed at 69.5, so moving in that direction. But also, it's not just about one or two games. He's been phenomenal in his last two games. You know, close to over 100 yards in one game, close to 100 in the other game in the playoffs. But if you look at like a nice little sample size, since week 12, 95-yard average per game for T. Higgins. So, again, compound that with Jalen Ramsey says, I want Jamar Chase. And look, he's not going to follow him the 100% of the plays. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But if he wants him primarily, I see T. Higgins, another one of those guys where, like, I don't want to test Jalen Ramsey early possible. I'm going to go to T. Higgins. I'm lined up on T. Higgins. So I like his touchdown prop, and I also mm-hmm. start with liking him over the 68.5 reception or for his reception yard number.
You never want to be too greedy. But the thing with T. Higgins mm-hmm. is he almost forces you to be. So over his last 12 games that he's played, which mm-hmm. goes back to Halloween against the Jets and then all the way into the postseason, right?
Yeah.
97, 78, 15.
Yeah.
114, 138, 114, yes. 23. 194,
yeah.
62. One of the rare, like, I'm in the ballpark uh-huh. numbers there. 10 yards against Vegas.
Yeah.
96, 103.
Yep.
Now, you just take your bet, Donnie. You live with it. You yes. win it. Cool. But he's the kind of guy, and so is Jamar Chase, who I'm going to make some points on next, yeah. where it's you feel like you're maybe leaving a little bit of money on the table. As we always like to say with three-point shots,
yes.
if you don't climb that ladder
yeah.
and get him for 90-plus receiving yards, 100-plus receiving yards.
Yeah, and it's also one of those where let's just say you're going after T. Higgins' numbers, and you're right. If he's really involved in the game, and it's one of those where, man, first half? I already wrapped it up. Like mm-hmm. I already got this W in the first half. Like, why didn't I climb that ladder? Now, again, beggars can't be choosers, mm-hmm. and it feels great to be at a Super Bowl party. Like, I already have my money in my pocket at the half. You know, let's hang out and party for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I just like T. Higgins. I think it matches up well, but there are some other interesting ones here. Like, before we even get over and say, okay, you know, we want to try to get into Cooper Kupp's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it with the Bengals, Tyler Boyd, one of the numbers that sticks out for me, 39.5. And I say, boy, that's really low.
Yeah.
But if you look at his last four games, Kevin, 36, 26, 17, and 19? Now, you could say he's out of the loop right now. Maybe, you know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins taking more control. Maybe even Joe Mixon. We're going to use him more on the ground game. But is it one of those where we love buy low spots?
Mm-hmm.
We love buy lows. Are you buying low on him? 40 yards. Four, that's it?
With the Uzama injury,
yeah.
people think that he's the one going to get the boost. But I'm telling you this now. Now, the
yeah.
beautiful thing about Burrow, if he yeah. has a big game,
yes.
Higgins and Chase can catch.
Yes.
I know you like Higgins because it's respect to Jalen Ramsey,
yes.
and that can make some sense
yep.
here. Number one pass catching options against the Rams over the last 13 games that they've mm-hmm. played, Donnie, 10 of the 13 have gone over their props.
Yeah.
And by the way, well over. Brandon Cooks, 6-for-83. Debo, mm-hmm. 5-for-97. Davante Adams, 8-for-104. AJ
yeah.
Green, 7-for-102. Justin Jefferson, 8-for-116. Again, another Debo. Mm-hmm. That Mike Evans game that we talked about, 8-for-119. The only three times, Donnie, where the number one pass catching option went under,
yeah.
all three quarterbacks threw for less than 200 mm-hmm. yards. Now, Burrow has actually done that four times mm-hmm. this season, which is a little concerning,
yeah.
and that's why we don't want disaster Sunday here in the
oh.
Super Bowl, right? But as long as, and that's why I'm telling you, I will not have a piece of Burrow's passing yards because I feel already invested in that with Chase, and maybe, mm-hmm. because I think Donnie did a good job to
yeah.
sell me, maybe I'll just go Chase and Higgins, right?
Yeah.
And have a piece of both of them. Good chance
yeah.
to hit both. Don't think I can lose both,
yeah.
right? But for me, Donnie, this is my thing with Ramsey. One-on-one,
mm-hmm.
if let's just say out of 100 reps,
yeah.
he wins 70.
Yeah.
In one-on-one coverage, when you lose 30 reps, they can go for big-time gainers.
You're right. Now, also, when you take a look at like the secondary options there, getting back to Tyler Boyd, 39.5, I talked about his last four. And are you buying low? Because if we go in another four-game sample size before that, 85, 96, 55, and 85. So it's almost like he just fell right off the table in the last four. Maybe he will use a little bit more, but you're talking about like Jamar Chase, 78.5. Let's just say 80 yards to call it rough.
Yes.
Here. The boom or bust ability that we talk about, right? The average since week 16 in the NFL, which means you are playing on the biggest stage in the playoffs
mm-hmm.
in Kansas City, Tennessee, and the Vegas Raiders. 116-yard average, which is sensational to have. But Jamar Chase is one of those guys, and I call him like Tyreek Hill. Three catches, 31 yards to the half. A lot of guys, you'd say, you know what? I'm out. He's not going to do it. And if he doubles what he did, it's still not going to be there. And then you get a 62-yard play, the 81-yard touchdown mm-hmm. catch, the monster play. You're always in it right to the end, and it certainly makes some sense. So if we're looking at just those proposition bets here on reception yards for Cincinnati, Higgins, Boyd, Jamar Chase, I don't really know if I'm looking at tight ends, or I don't even know who even gets the ball as the fourth wide receiver on the Cincinnati Bengals at this point. But I'm going with Higgins, and I know you like Ja'Marr Chase, and I can't argue.
Yeah,
can't argue.
And I'll tell you this, and we will get into some of the really fun, that receiving prompt tab outside of, again, the game line wagers there. The number of players to catch footballs in this game, that's where that starts to factor in. Now, that is probably going to be an hour number two. We're not going to rush through these.
No.
We at some point might hit a pause on this. We'll talk some NBA, but still plenty of time to still break this stuff down.
Sure.
So we hit the Cincy side of it, right?
Yes.
Cooper Kupp, it's 105.5. The simple question is, can...
Is that what it is right now, 105.5? So it's actually up a yard from this morning, so already moving.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Kupp, Donnie. This is the kind of number that we talk about. Now, bringing Gary Trent Jr. into a Cooper Kupp equation sounds a little silly, but hear me out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp all of a sudden, or excuse me, rather, Gary Trent Jr. is 30 every night.
Yes.
And we're like, man, the books won't move it. What do you want the books to do?
Yeah.
Hang Gary Trent Jr. at 30 and a half? Like, they can't do that, right?
No.
Now,
no.
Here's where Cooper Kupp puts them in a bind. Cooper Kupp's last two games, 183, 142.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hang a guy at a $145.5.
No.
You can't do that. So it's going to be 105.5, and you go through what Cooper Kupp has done here over, you know, since the game that they played, take even from their winning streak that started against Jacksonville. 129, 123, 136, 109, 95. Ooh, and under. 118, 61, that weird game against the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he was still the leading wide receiver in that game. 183, 142. I mean, in a weird way, though, Donnie, maybe they really should be hanging 110.5 here.
But it's amazing, though, because we try to quantify the 104, and you talk about Cooper Kupp, and you say to yourself, well, 100 yards should be easy to get. But we have to think of relative terms for the rest of the NFL.
Yeah.
A 100-yard game is an amazing performance.
Yes.
Now, is it more of a passing league than it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago? 20? Yes, it is. But anytime you get 100, that's the benchmark. Fantasy football players out here, what do you get a bonus for? 100 yards, because why? It's hard to get to. And you're hanging him at over 100 yards. Now, we're not going to go the injury route. Like, well, if he pulls anybody, you can have 32 yards and a guy pulls his hamstring. Or Tyler Higbee, right, over 39.5, gets injured and be out of the game. But if we're looking at 104, that's his average game. It's amazing. Because like, even like this playoff average. Yeah. And again, this is supposed to be, Kevin, where you're going into the playoffs against the best defenses. They know you're the go-to guy. They want to shut you down. Mm-hmm. $128 a game is what he's averaging. $128. So now you list it at 104, and we're not going up against – it's actually, to be honest with you, for me, Cincinnati overall, the secondary, is better than the Rams for me.
Okay.
But you don't have that one lockdown guy that you say, okay, we're going to shadow coverage with this guy and try to slow it down. But even if you do, how many defenses have done that? Look at his total season statistics. You don't know coming into the game that Cooper Kupp's the guy you got to stop, and still he goes crazy on you anyway. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. That's him. He's going to do that.
And look, at the end of the day, right, this is my thing with all those numbers that I ran through, right? So the unders, right? So that was a 4, 3, 7. I think that's like a 9-game sample size that I used there, right, Donnie? The two unders were the two times we went under 100 yards. At least if they hang 110.5, we go, man, 110's gaudy. One time he did land 109.
Yeah.
Like, even though 104.5 up to 105.5 is so big, Donnie, what's the argument that it's too much? Because you can't just blindly go, man, that's too many yards. Based on what? He hits it every game.
Yes. That's what you're trying to talk yourself into, because the one, it's such a crazy number at 104.5. But you're saying to yourself, his 100-yard game is his like benchmark.
Yeah.
Like, you're not asking for too much.
And that's why this guy is the third choice close to this quarterback for Super Bowl MVP. Because 100 and a score is a guarantee.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rip it here. Odell Beckham Jr., Van Jefferson closing out the yardage props. Again, we'll swing back to this, all of this stuff within hour number two. A lot more good stuff with the wide receivers. But OBJ, DRS, 62.5. Van Jefferson, 33.5. Either of those numbers pique your interest?
Yeah, I mean, you look right away to Odell Beckham Jr. What have we been talking about? Feed the guy early. The chance for to have big plays. Rolling your coverage to Cooper Kupp, which leaves him open. Like, you're anticipating. Is there any train of thought for you, Kevin, where you go into this game and say, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to have 2 targets, 4 yards, and be an absolute non-factor? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not for me. So if we're looking at over his number, 62.5, let's also keep in mind, you take those sample sizes on the biggest stages and playing in the playoffs, and we also still have to remind ourselves, he didn't start there at the beginning of the year. He doesn't know the playbook, you know, back and forth. Right. It took him a little bit to get acclimated, and now that he's getting acclimated, he's been very good. Playoff average, Kevin, 79 yards a game in the playoffs. His number, 62.5. It's a dome. It's not freezing cold. It's not an unbelievable defense he's going up against. He has a great quarterback. I like Odell Beckham Jr. here. I do.
For me, Van Jefferson intrigues, but not the 33.5, the longest reception. Now,
okay.
And we'll hit a lot more of these guys in this market. But Van Jefferson, the 33.5 doesn't make sense. It's the over 17.5 for longest reception because, Donnie, what do you say about Van Jefferson if someone goes, I like over 33.5? He might hit it in one play.
Exactly. 2 catches. How many targets is he getting to get that? Is he going to get 3 5-yard catches? No.
Against Arizona, 1 for 41. Against the Bucs, 2 for 29. An 18-yard catch, right?
Yes.
And I know he missed that against the Niners, but he only had 9 yards. Like, there isn't a game here that you're going to find from Van Jefferson where he went over his receiving number,
correct,
but went under the longest receptions.
Yeah.
That's not Van Jefferson. That's the way to bet him at 17.5. And we talk about the numbers. There's a couple mm-hmm. of times here, 3 throughout the season, including the postseason, where he landed at exactly 18.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a mistake, and it's opportunity for us. Hang 18.5, I have to think about it. You're going under that number. I'm all about the Van Jefferson longest reception over, and that thing could be on the move. We're on the move to hour number 2 next.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.